During the 2016 campaign, President Trump told communities in Ohio and West Virginia and Kentucky and elsewhere that he would bring the coal industry back. Well, not everyone is waiting for that promise to materialize. Amy Gatz is the director of the Southwest Corner Workforce Development Board. They're a nonprofit that serves several counties in Pennsylvania's coal country. Amy Gatz runs a job retraining program for lots of different people, but one thing she's noticed is that many former coal miners aren't that interested.
We have other people that will go through the trainings, but the displaced coal miners are a little slow coming to the table for us. We've done active recruiting. We've gone to food pantries. We've gone to anywhere we think they might be. And that population is just hard to get to the table for training. We have a lot of funding available for them, but we're not seeing the numbers.
Well, some older coal miners may be waiting for the president to make coal great again, but not the case for a lot of young people in Appalachia, even those who support the president. All this year, we've been reporting on the future of work and education in America. It's all part of our series, America's New Credentials. E&E News White House correspondent Zach Coleman took a trip to the coal region of Southwest Virginia and found that younger workers there aren't banking on the promise that the old industry will return.
I was talking to a lot of millennials when I was there because I think that they're part of the untold story here. They were talking about how they would like to see a little bit more than just the coal country kind of storyline that you've heard from President Trump and from Appalachia in general. They want a more diversified economy. They know that coal is dying. Even if they're happy to have the jobs come back that they've seen come back this year, they know that long term, things are not looking good for coal.
Now, let's talk about the coal country story, because these are two different stories. The story from the administration and from President Trump is that coal is on the way back, baby. But you're saying that a lot of younger folks in coal country, that they don't really buy it.
Well, keep in mind that these are a lot of people, young people, who have never had a job in coal and never thought that they would get a job in coal because, really, the industry has been on the downswing since the 80s. A lot of the people who were born in the 80s are looking for jobs. They want to stay home, but they know that coal is not going to be the way that they can stay home. The Trump administration wants to tell a different story, and I don't think that millennials in coal country would say, no, we don't want that to come back. But they say, okay, let's have that come back, but let's also do more.
We talk about this resurgence, Zach, in coal, even in the last few months, the last year. What does that resurgence really look like? How big is it?
This is mostly a market-driven situation by foreign markets, and natural gas has increased in price this year. So it's not because anything has happened on the policy side of things has made coal that much more attractive. Certainly that's had some sort of impact, but these are forces that are largely outside the control of the Trump administration.
Still, that 8% that you talk about, that's not nothing. And in the aggregate, that might be quite a lot of production. Does that mean more jobs in places that you visited in Western Virginia, or does automation just eat up that 8%?
Well, there's two answers to that. One, automation is having a huge impact in coal mining. You don't necessarily see that translated into massive numbers of jobs. You're talking about coal companies doing better, but they're not necessarily hiring the same amount of workers that they would have were this the 1980s. We've just had too much automation. What happens in the industry is when there's some sort of economic situation that causes a downturn, they'll shut down the mines for a few months, lay everyone off, and then they'll reopen them again when the economic picture brightens and hire people back. These mines are up against long-term decline and long-term bleak economic forecasts.
So, Zach, tell me about a couple of the young people that you met on your trip, because the message that you got from them seems pretty different from, let's say, some older Trump supporters in coal country, people who might have had a career in coal before and are really excited for the promise of coal coming back.
I talked to one man, Brian Triplett. He was a 35-year-old. He was in a water testing job. He tested water for the mining companies. He was going through a retraining program. He's aware of what mining does for climate change. He says he knows it's a problem. He would jump back into the mining-related industries if he got a job offer, but he's retraining because he knows it's not something he can depend on anymore. He doesn't care what it is that he ends up doing, but he just wants people to get fair pay and have more opportunities because people in Appalachia just work too hard for too little pay.
Well, what does that retraining look like? What did you see? What types of jobs are people retraining for?
So I was actually at a community college where people are retraining to be linemen. So they're going up, scaling these poles, working on power lines and telecommunication lines. It's good pay. If they don't complete that part of the program, they still get their commercial driver's license so they can be truck drivers. You also have programs where people are being trained to do advanced manufacturing. You have entrepreneurship training programs. This is an area rich with hunting, hiking, ATVing, but there's not a lot of small businesses to capitalize on those tourism opportunities. So there's programs that will teach people how to start their own small business and market themselves and take advantage of the natural beauty around them.
And when you talk to these younger people, Zach, who are headed into retraining, what's the attitude? Is there a spirit of enthusiasm and hope, or is it one of, gosh, I don't want to get desperate. I better find something to do so that I don't have to move to the city?
That's a tough thing because I think a lot of people feel this is almost like a last shot, or it's the way to reinvent themselves. Most of the people I talked to, they didn't want to move. But there is a sense amongst young people across Appalachia that to get an opportunity, they might have to move.
Zach Coleman, White House correspondent with E&E News. Zach, some great reporting. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks for having me on.
You can catch up on all the stories from our series, America's New Credentials. It's on the website at thetakeaway.org/credentials.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.